Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Our love affair with alcohol began not 9,000 years ago, as most scientists had thought.
That was when the first cities began in the Middle East, when people probably discovered that fermentation preserves food.
But scientists now have evidence to suggest our ability to metabolize alcohol is at least 10 million, yes, million years old.
One theory posits that early primates began eating low amounts of alcohol some 80 million years ago, when flowering plants first began producing fruits. These fruits became infected with yeast, capable of fermenting the sugars stored within.
Then, as primates began leaving trees and living below, they would have eaten fallen fruit at various stages of fermentation, with even higher levels of ethanol. This was probably an evolutionary advantage over other animals that couldn't break down ethanol.
To determine when our ancestors developed the ability to metabolize ethanol, scientists looked for an enzyme called ADH4 in primates along the evolutionary tree, including humans, bonobo, gorilla, chimpanzees, and II, a type of lemur.
They looked for when there was a molecular change in the gene encoding the enzyme that made it more active against ethanol. Of the 19 primates, along a span of 70 million years along the evolutionary tree, only hominids and four primates have the enzyme. This group split off 13 to 20 million years ago, which corresponds to our enhanced ability to enjoy alcohol.
Even today, primates with the enzyme can eat lower quality, partially fermented foods regardless of availability, unlike other primates. Who knew happy hour began so long ago?
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.